right now we're just motoring out of Port Sawyer Harbour, just underneath the lighthouse, making our way round to a small cove called Sescambres. We've got two boats going. We've got the dive boat from Port Sawyer Divers with Roberta, and five divers who are going to be cleaning the underwater section of the cove and a couple of the nearby caves. And then we've got a team on board Bonnie Lass. We're going to anchor the boat up, make our way ashore, and take some bin liners with us and see what we can find.
I'm Marta. I'm from Sawyer, from Port Sawyer. This is Sescambres, and just in Catalan, you want, in English. And today is a special day because we come for clean this beach, and it's a nice people come today for clean.
There's a couple of different beaches. We'll start with the big one, and then we'll have a look at the two smaller ones in the cave, the open cave around the other side, the dry cave afterwards. But let's do the main beach first. We've got loads of bin bags. If it's really rough, we'll run the dinghy in but not stop, drop people off, clean the beach, and then one person can run the dinghy and we can pass the bags and the rubbish back into the dinghy from there.
My name's Joe Newstead. We live in Sawyer with my wife and our twin boys, who are 5 and a half. We came here 1.5 years ago for the sun, for the weather mostly, and for a good life for the children growing up. We just opened a bar, just opened a few weeks ago. It's called Osea, and it's on the seafront in front of Hotel Eden. We're focusing on smoothies and cocktails, real fruit smoothies. It's going well. It's going to be an interesting season. Obviously the first year of any business is interesting, but we're looking forward to it. We first got involved last May. There was a beach clean in Repic side of Port de Sawyer, which was done by Asociación Ondine, or Dos Manos. So we went along for that. Our kids got the bug. All last summer they were on the beach with their Dos Manos bags and gloves, picking up the rubbish, which it really makes a difference, because people watch it and it makes them think. And we had quite a lot of people come up to us and say, you know, it's really good what they're doing. Apart from one couple, actually, who thought it was disgusting, but we won't dwell on them. so we tend to clean the beaches whenever we're there, just a little bit, maybe 10 minutes, maybe half an hour. And obviously today is about getting around to these secluded coves, which don't get the attention, but which do get seen. I mean, this beach and the one around the corner, you can see from up top. So it's a lovely spot, and when people come and see it for the rubbish, it's a bit sad.
My name's Rue, and I'm the co-owner of Bonnie Lass, the Scottish fishing vessel. And we're here today at Sescambres, which is a small cove just around the corner from Port Sawyer. And we've come with a team of volunteers and an enormous amount of bin liners to clear up the rubbish that's on the beach, and have found the most phenomenal amount of polystyrene, plastic bottles, used lighters, and it's looking like it's probably going to weigh in at around 80 kilos by the time we're finished. Yeah, it's shocking. Polystyrene is the key thing here, I guess, because it's so light it just gets driven up further. It's maybe it's the lightest thing. If somebody leaves a pile by a rubbish bin, it's the first thing to get picked up by the wind. You know, even if somebody thinks they're disposing of it responsibly and just pile it by the bins, it can still get blown around into the sea. We found a lot of floats and a few homemade lines, which I don't know whether it's families and kids who've come down to the beach, played at fishing, and then just left the line here. Yeah, that's half of a massive fishing float. It's about 2 foot high. It looks like it's been in the sea for quite a while. It's very waterlogged, the polystyrene inside, so no telling where it came from. It could have travelled miles. You know, to be part of a community, I think you have to put back in something, and keeping the place free of rubbish. But this is, unfortunately, it's dealing with the problem. And I think what would be important is for people to be aware of what we're doing and how much rubbish there is on the beach. And approach the problem at the root, which is how we dispose of waste on an island.
My name is Roberto Hernandez. I'm from north of Spain. What I'm doing here right now in the Balearics is to be able to run a dive center. Sawyer Divers is the name of the dive center, and we are located in the port of Sawyer, at the end of the bay, on the right side, passed by the fishermen. It's quite easy to find, and the idea is to create an atmosphere where everybody is able to get involved in diving, taking care of the oceans, discovered in the water world. And then with Bonilas, with Pete and Ru, what we are trying to do is to teach them, teach people, like, hey, we have a beautiful underwater world here, so let's take care of it, and then we're going to continue. My part was underwater part. I was just organizing the team and the divers, and we were just taking every single piece of plastic, nets. We got plastic bottles, we got buoys, metals, we get a lot of things. I reckon we got, like, let's say 40 or 50 kilos of rubbish here.
Well, we're just headed back to the boat from the beach with a dinghy absolutely brimming with rubbish. We've got bits of boat that have obviously broken up on the rocks somewhere and drifted in here. We've got cubic meters of polystyrene, fishing line, flip-flops, shavers, lighters, pens, you name it. Every kind of conceivable plastic product is here on the beach. And we're going to take it back to the boat, and we store it on board for our short trip back to the harbour. It's only about 15-20 minutes to motor back round to Port Sawyer, and then we'll bring the boat alongside in the marina there, and then we'll begin to sort through and try and weigh and get an idea of how much we've got. My dinghy is 4.5 metres long. It's a little Avon rib, and we've filled it up now for the second time. So I'd say between probably 6 people on the beach, we've taken 4 cubic metres of plastic and rubbish. It's the beach. It's 150 metres long. No bigger than that, really.